Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Massachusetts High Court has made it basically constitutional, I guess, or said it is constitutional for gay marriage to exist in that state. Doug Danger is on the line with us to talk about this. We don't really talk about gay issues with you, Doug, per se, but you are out as a gay man. And I know you're working on a piece for the Orange County Courier. Doug appears in the Courier once a week as their entertainment writer. Thanks for joining us.
No, it's my pleasure.
Tell us about the piece and tell us what you found out so far.
First thing that I understand about me, Phil, is I am a gay man. I am a gay journalist. I usually just write about the entertainment business. I stay clear of gay issues because I don't want people to only see me as dealing with gay issues. But I have taken, I've decided to do a series on gay marriage, especially in light of the high court ruling in Massachusetts. I am a gay man and a gay journalist, and I think as a gay journalist, I bring a perspective that straight journalists don't have.
Well, yours is a kind of a man on the street thing, right?
Well, that's true. As a gay man and a gay journalist, I think I can get more of a truthful response out of people, or at least find out where they really stand on gay marriage, because I know who to ask in these man on the street surveys, and I don't, I'm not really, you know, trying to be diplomatic, as a straight journalist might. I just go right ahead and I ask the hard questions because, as a gay man and a gay journalist, I'm able, I think, to be a little bit more honest.
All right, give me an example of the people you've been approaching and the kind of responses you've gotten on the question of gay marriage. Where does the average American stand?
Well, for instance, I was in Avon's supermarket, I think it was over here in, near the beach on Tuesday, and I saw this checker. Now, grocery store checkout people, for the most part, a lot of the demographic information we have on them, they're lower income, they're not particularly highly educated people, usually a single mother who does not have the ability to grasp perhaps more sophisticated issues. This one checker...
This was a female grocery store checker?
That's right. Her name was Sandy, and I asked her, I told her that I was a journalist. I didn't mention my orientation, I said I'm a journalist, and I asked her, I said, I'm writing a piece for the Orange County Courier newspaper, what do you think about gay marriage? And she said that she was against it on religious grounds. And so then I said, and once again, which is also a very standard argument for undereducated people to use, they're against it on religious grounds. So I said, well, Sandy, I also happen to be gay. Now what do you think about it? And sure enough, she looked stunned, and she started to stammer. And everything I knew would happen did happen. She apologized and said maybe it isn't so bad after all, and we shook hands. And she recognized how she really felt about it. See, I'm gay, and as a gay man and a gay journalist, I have the ability to get the real answers people don't want to give. People lie so much when it comes to these surveys that it's really just disgusting. But we're able, I think, in this piece that I'm writing for the Courier this Sunday, I think people are going to see the real responses.
So she said, you said, I'm a journalist, I'm doing a survey, what do you think about gay marriage? And she said, well, I'm against it on religious grounds, which you say supermarket checkout people are lower income, so they're generally against gay marriage on religious grounds. Is that what you said?
Yes, that's correct.
And then she said, and then you said, well, I also happen to be gay now. How do you feel about it? Is that what you said?
Well, the wording is very important. I said, well, I also happen to be a gay man and a gay journalist. Now tell me what you think of gay marriage. And she, you know... What happens, Phil, is that people recognize how they really feel about it. When you confront them with truth, they have no choice but to redirect the truth at you.
All right, what other kinds of professions? Our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger talking to people about gay marriage. What other kinds of professions did you engage in the survey?
Well, I took my car, I'd taken a car in for 30,000-mile service, and I thought that would be a good place. Auto mechanics, auto repairmen, also the cashiers that work in these places, they're all, for the most part, traditionally undereducated people as well. One of the mechanics there is a guy by the name of Ray that everybody said I should talk to. So I said, I'm a journalist, and what do you think about gay marriage? And he said what I thought he would. He said, well, he didn't like, and he used the F word.
Okay, the...
Fags. He said he didn't like fags. And then I said, well, I'm also gay. Now tell me what you think about it. And sure enough, he rethought his position. He apologized and we shook hands. When you confront people with the truth, I'm gay, they can't help but be truthful.
This guy, the auto mechanic, and the woman, the cashier, who you say auto mechanics and cashiers are traditionally undereducated, does that mean they're misinformed? Or?
Well, they have a hard time grasping. I don't want to say anything because I know there's an awful lot of very, very, very devoted public, people who are devoted to their country and learn the news who work as cashiers, but they have a harder time grasping it. And also because they work with the public, they have a hard time at being honest. Because the first thing you're taught as a cashier, as a mechanic, or whatever, is to be diplomatic, not to be honest. What do you think about gay marriage? Well, I'm against it. Oh, yeah? Then I hit them with the truth. I'm gay. See, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And when you hit people with that, they stammer, they step back. You can see the fear a little bit in their eyes because, you know, I can't lie to this guy. He's gay. So, and what all of this is telling me, Phil, is that deep down, people are in favor.
Okay, I was going to say, what then is the bottom line?
I think people are, majority of Americans are in favor of gay marriage. They just need to be reminded that gay people are just about everywhere and are a powerful force. And when you come face to face with a gay man and a gay journalist such as myself, and I'm gay, you will change your mind, or not so much change your mind, as you will become more friendly, shall we say, with the truth.
Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier, 1-800-449-8686. All right, so we're talking about hairdressers, we're talking about auto mechanics, who else?
I approached a group of stockbrokers at the Pacific Stock Exchange, this is in downtown Los Angeles, while they ate lunch, and I said, excuse me, how do you feel about gay marriage? And the whole group of them kind of started to laugh the way a lot of straight men will. And
so they laughed.
They laughed. Is how they feel about it. And then I told them I was gay. And then I said, okay, now, I'm gay. You want to start laughing now? How do you feel about it? And again, each one of them said they thought all gays should be able to be married. And they asked if they could buy me lunch and wanted to know about my struggles as a gay man. So again, that honesty got them to rethink, or at least not rethink their feelings, but rethink their approach to the truth.
This was, how many guys were there?
I'm sorry, Phil?
When you talk to these stockbrokers,
yeah,
at the stock exchange,
right?
How many were there?
Oh, there's about four or five of them. And they were sitting at a kiosk, which is outside there in the City Plaza area, near where the stock exchange is.
And you said to them, how do you feel about gay marriage? And they laughed, and then you said, I'm a gay... And what did you say?
I said, I'm a gay man. You want to start laughing at that now? Now, how do you feel about it?
And all right, here's what I want to ask you. Do you feel, are you frightening them into a more docile, or, you see what I'm saying, are you intimidating them?
In what way?
Like I said, in frightening them into a more docile or positive response?
No, I might be reminding them that to be against gay marriage is to risk some physical confrontation. I think that goes without, saying. Because
why? Why does that go, if I'm against gay marriage, why am I risking physical confrontation?
Well, I think at some point, you risk gay riot, you risk, if they keep going against gay marriage and other gay issues, we're not going away, and at some point you're going to start to seriously piss off, excuse my language, but you're going to start to seriously piss off some people. So I simply shock them into being honest. They realize they're confronted by a gay man, so they can't be dishonest. So I think it's not intimidation, it's honesty. And you see a lot of these people in blue-collar and white-collar jobs. They don't have the courage of thought to have an answer when faced with a question like this. They need to be confronted, jarred. So I can go up to a guy who's anybody, like a gardener, a construction worker, I say, what do you think about gay marriage? Oh, I'm against it. Yeah, I'm gay. Now how do you feel about gay marriage, huh? Huh? And they'll, God, you know what? I'm sorry, I am in favor of it. Because, again, the honesty jars them.
Okay, 1-800-449, hold on, Doug, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger of the Orange County Courier on gay marriage is writing a series for the Orange County Courier. It's going to start appearing this Sunday. He is going up to people and asking, what do you think of gay marriage? He gets an answer. Then he comes out and identifies himself as a gay man and then says, now how do you feel about it? And he said, for the most part, they say, actually, I'm in favor of it, and they thank him and shake his hand. 1-800-441 or excuse me, 1-800-449-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Relocating the edge and jumping over. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger is with me from the Orange County Courier. His series on gay marriage starts Sunday, and he has been doing a survey among people saying, what do you think of gay marriage? And then you tell them that you're gay, and then they, most of them are against it, right?
Well, the first time they'll say, oh, I'm against gay marriage on religious grounds, because a lot of them are, you know, they're mechanics, they're domestics, they're women who work in checkout lines, this kind of deal. They don't have a lot of education. I'm against gay marriage on religious grounds. And then there's a gland that is relative to the hypothalamus gland, Phil, that is in the middle of the chest, literally. Have you ever seen people point their fingers, stick other people in the chest with their finger?
Yeah.
The reason why they do that is because it activates the hormone from the adrenal gland that allows us to be more in touch with our feelings. And so they'll say, I'm against it, and that's when I'll stick my finger in their chest and go, well, guess what, I'm gay. Now tell me how you feel about it, huh? Now how do you feel about it? And that focuses them.
Yeah, but you mentioned holding a knife to someone's throat?
No, no.
Well, I mean, not her throat.
No, I have a pocket knife that I jabbed in their chest. Again, that's to help activate that gland.
A pocket knife, Doug, is... I know what a pocket knife looks like. Do you carry a switchblade knife?
I don't know where this is coming from.
Do you carry a switchblade knife?
I have a switchblade knife, yeah. It is not illegal.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jade. Hello, Jade. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. This guy is saying that coming up and putting his finger in people's chest, threatening people, anybody would tell you that they agree with you if you make them feel that way.
Well,
I mean, it's not like...
See, that was my point. Yeah, that was my point.
He's not moving gay rights forward by threatening people. Do you believe, you know, it's right to be gay? I mean, that's like the people that are in KKK threatening people's lives and they, you know, are against other people. They have the right to be threatening people. That doesn't make...
That's what I meant, Doug.
Forward.
Don't you see yourself as threatening them?
I don't see it that way, no. What I'm doing is simply... Oh, I'm not the Ku Klux Klan. My goodness, Jade, I stand for everything against what they stand for.
Exactly, but you're just as far... the other end of the spectrum, but you're
why
still
did you hold
fanatical.
Why did you put a switchblade knife to someone's chest?
I told you. It is a way of activating a hormone that allows them to be more in touch with their feelings.
Let me ask you this.
I'm gay. You know I'm gay.
Yes.
Am I speaking with the lady, Jade? Is that your name? That's a beautiful name, by the way. That's a green stone from the Orient. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous stone. What I do, Jade, is I put you, like if I came up to you, what do you do for a living, dear?
I'm a massage therapist.
All right. You're a little bit more educated than your average checkout stand person, I dare say. But I'll come up to you and say, how do you feel about gay marriage? What would you say?
I would tell you I'm against it.
All right, then I would say to you, yeah, well, guess what, I'm gay. Now how do you feel about it?
And I would still tell you I'm against it.
See, you're not seeing me physically. You're just hearing it. When you are
exactly. If you threaten somebody, you can get them to say anything. If I put a gun to your head, I bet you would tell me you were straight.
I don't understand why you are taking this as a threat.
Oh, yeah? I'm gay.
If I'm a straight woman and I go up to somebody that is gay,
yes,
and I ask them what they believe being gay, and then I put a knife to them and I tell them, are you straight or not? And they tell me they're straight. How is that? Would you think
well,
I was wrong for doing that?
Where are you putting the knife?
If I put it to their chest.
No, I wouldn't call that a threat.
Well, what would you call it? When would it be a threat?
To the throat, it's a threat.
To the throat, it's a threat, but to the chest, it's not. You can't kill somebody by stabbing them in the heart.
What I'm trying to say to you, Jade, if you're afraid of gay, you know I'm gay, right?
Yes.
Are you afraid of me?
No.
Well, then how could you be intimidated? That's what I'm trying to say.
I haven't seen it.
So you're not telling me the truth. Are you in favor of gay marriage or are you not?
No, I'm not.
All right, you're lying.
No, I'm not.
She's not lying.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I think I know you're going against my opinion now. But because if you saw a gay man in front of you, the power of that would allow you to be truthful.
Okay, well, let me tell you this. I work with a woman that is
you're
gay.
You're a massage therapist. You know the body. You know that a finger in the chest will make people honest.
But let me tell you this. I work with a gay woman, and she is with another gay woman. They live together. I think she's a wonderful woman. I don't believe in gay marriage, and I will tell that to her face as much
well,
as I respect her.
You say you would, but you know that you'd be frightened, especially the we're talking about now an area that
exactly,
a lot of threatened.
Threaten me, exactly. If you frighten me, that's threatening. If you can frighten somebody into scaring them to believe what you believe.
Well, that's right, no, but I'm not doing that. But when you're talking about the greasy,
you know,
greasy
bulldike. You just said if you were frightened. I might say something.
You're not saying anything honest to her, is what I'm saying. Because she's a big, greasy, oily diesel dyke. And
no,
her girlfriend.
Not.
Well, you just said she was.
She said she's
a
lesbian.
Where did you get off saying she was a dyke? I said she was gay. And she lives with another woman.
Okay, yeah.
She is very feminine.
Does she have a cropped-off Mary Astor haircut? No.
No, she does not. She wears makeup to work every day.
Does she wear men's slacks? Below the waist.
What?
I know she's got a beautiful face, but you know a lesbian below the waist. They've got their keys are on a chain, and they wear Florsheim loafers.
No, she wears high heels and skirts to work every day.
Well, I think she swings.
I think she doesn't.
All right,
she
okay. This is beside the point. Jade, thank you for your call, but I think your point is well made. But you say you are not intimidating them.
No, absolutely not. And Jade, she would not be afraid of me. I simply say to her, look, I'm gay. Now, do you want to rethink that? And she'd say, you know what, how come they shake my hand? How come they thank me? All of these things.
1-800-449-8686. Chris, go ahead. You're on with Doug Danger and Phil Hendry.
I would have to agree with Jade. I think you're intimidating people.
Well, okay, I disagree.
You're...
I mean, would I scare you? How do you feel about gay marriage?
I disagree with it also.
All right, see? But
and
if
you're
came up
in front
to you,
of me, I'm going to say the same thing.
I'm gay. All right, I'm a gay man. Now, how do you feel about gay marriage?
I disagree. I don't like it.
Oh, yeah? Well,
I still disagree.
I'm not in front of you.
Exactly.
See, so
and
you don't
agree
know.
With Jade. If you get in my face and start to scare me, which if you're saying these people are uneducated...
Ma'am, if you saw me, you would be afraid. You would change your mind. That's what I'm saying. That's the difference. If
no.
you saw me, it would change your opinion of gay marriage. You'd be 100% in favor of it.
I disagree.
Why?
Because I'm a gay man, all right? And the physical power of the gay man, as well as the fact... Now, let me ask you this. It doesn't bother you that there is, if they don't vote in gay marriage, that there could be some problems?
You know, those problems
see, that's what I'm saying.
To me are...
Gay riot has been with us for hundreds of years.
Well, that sounds like your problem, honestly. Gay riot should not affect me. What you do in your home should not affect me.
By the way,
me.
Phil, where'd you find this bundle of excitement? She's just all full of...
Never mind. Thank you for your call, Chris.
Thank you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I'm on your program because I want to... You know, engage people in conversation, not talk to, Sleepy. I talk to Sneezy, now you got Sleepy.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. We're talking with Doug Danger of the Orange County Courier, and we're talking about gay marriage and how he has been doing a series for the Orange County Courier, going out and asking people, how do you feel about gay marriage? If they respond negatively, he will then say, well, I'm gay, now how do you feel about it? And generally, he says that changes their mind. The question is he really changing their mind, or is he scaring them? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The soul of America. Bill Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier, writing a series on gay marriage. You're a gay man, a gay journalist, as you've told us. You don't usually involve yourself in gay issues, do you?
No, I really don't, Phil, but...
Why this one?
Well, I just, it's been, it's getting a little tiring listening to this thing being kicked around. As gay people, we want to move it forward. I'll say to people, how do you feel about gay marriage? Well, I'm against it. Yeah, well, why don't you give that another, why don't you think again about that? Okay, I'm in favor of it. We need to move it forward. I don't want to threaten people. I don't like to intimidate people. But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm fairly formidable because of that. So I ask you, what do you think, Phil, about gay marriage?
Well, I'm tempted to say I don't like it.
Why?
Because I just love to see you try to change my mind, that's all.
Because you think you're tough, right?
No, I don't think I'm tough, but I just, you know, I don't like the idea of having somebody stick a finger in my chest and say, think again.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. Are you? So you're against it, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I happen to be in favor of it. I don't even give a crap one way or the other, because I think civil union is the same thing.
Okay, you want to think again about it?
No, man, I'm not going to think again about it. And even if you were standing in front of me, because I happen to know you, Doug, so, you know, what, are you going to punch my lights out?
Well, you're a brave man. On a telephone, you're a brave man. But what I'm saying is...
Well, what are you telling me, man? You're going to beat me up?
I'm telling you this. In about 75 to 80 years, gay people will be the majority in this country. Now, we're either going to do it then or we're going to do it sooner. I mean, do you really want to piss off people that are soon going to be running the show? Now, I'm gay. Right?
Yeah.
I just wanted to get an honest answer.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Yeah, but you see, you're talking Carl Jung. Who cares, man? Are you in favor of it or aren't you?
Because you're asking me that question? No, I'm not.
All right, so you want to piss me off?
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Okay. What an ass.
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
Let's go to Julie. Julie, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, this guy is ridiculous. How can he dare to encroach his own opinions on someone else and step on their own individualism?
Their own what?
Their own individualism.
Well, let me ask you, are you in favor of gay marriage, yes or no?
No.
All right, so in other words, you want to piss me off.
Exactly. Because how dare you try to tell me how to think?
That proves it. That proves that you really don't have an opinion about it. You just want to piss me off. Now, see, only a gay man can get that truth out of you.
Excuse me, I have a gay woman sitting right next to me, and she agrees with me.
Are you gay?
The same way.
Are you gay?
No.
You know I'm gay?
Yes.
All right. So, and you are in favor of gay marriage?
No.
Yeah, but you just said you're against it because you want to tighten my jaws, right?
Nope. I just want to point out
see, you lied again because you did.
You step on someone else's toes and say, hey, look, I'm gay, think my way, and screw what you think, you know, your own life
should be. I don't know why you're against gay marriage. You got a girlfriend sitting there who would probably love to be your wife. And I've talked about 100 teens and I only had to really slap about three of them.
You know what? You know why she wouldn't want to be my girlfriend? Because she respects my own opinion about my life.
Yeah, but you're hanging around.
I have two small children.
You're hanging around with her because the gay lifestyle is calling you.
No, because she's been my best friend since we were 14.
That's like saying you got a blacket for a best friend. It's impossible. Only whites hang with whites and straights hang with straights. Now,
what kind of world do you live in, man?
Oh, stop it, Phil. I've talked to 100 teenagers. Most of them are honest. Yeah, man, I'm in favor of it. Yeah, yeah. Two of them got out of line. I slapped them. And I don't like to do that. I don't like to slap young people. I don't like to slap them across the face and see them cry.
There is no way that you live in a real world.
Well, I'm telling you, Doug, you slap one of my kids.
Oh, here we go. You gotta act tough again?
I'm not acting tough. You're the guy acting tough. Hey, what do you think about gay marriage? I'm against it. Yeah? Think about it again.
So you're calling me a bully.
You're slapping kids. You're pushing this lady around, calling her a liar, saying...
She's the one that said that the only reason why she was against gay marriage is because she wanted to piss me off. So that's not honest. You know what?
How can you tell
you know something,
me
Julie,
that I'm
ask
saying... Wait a minute.
Ask your girlfriend. You say your girlfriend's on the fast pitch team, right?
She's in the car, or she's in the store right now, but she is
she's
riding alongside me in the car.
She's fast pitch.
What?
What do you mean fast pitch?
She's a diesel dyke.
Dutch, she did.
How in the heck do you call someone something like that when you act the way you do?
Ma'am, well, I'm trying to determine, are you the gay one or is she?
She is.
Oh,
I'm married with two small children.
And you're in favor of gay marriage and she's against it.
No. She has been married for 12 years.
She's been married for 12 years, your friend,
yes,
Julie?
She has.
Is she married to a guy?
No.
Well, I don't understand.
I do not agree with
her lifestyle.
She's
a gay woman.
But I respect her enough to still be her friend. That has nothing to do with our friendship.
Ask her if she's your friend and she's gay. Ask her how well she'll treat you when the gay riot comes down. Yeah. Yeah. Because that's when it's all going to be...
Oh, stop with the gay riot.
You know what?
She has marched in gay pride marches, okay?
I think
anyone that has a different opinion than she does.
Julie, I'm going to say this to you with all respect, but I think you more than once have been curious about eating a lunch, haven't you?
What do you mean eating lunch?
I mean that Julie is a wannabe lunch eater, and she's hanging out with a gay woman. Have you heard of a threesome? She wants you to come over to have a little lesbo sandwich with her and her girlfriend so that you can...
Will you stop?
You know, I've been asked about threesomes before, and I've turned them down every single time, and it's not...
Yeah, you know why? Because those women won't shave.
All right.
That has nothing to do with it.
All right, listen, Julie, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Well, I just want to say to the gentleman on the phone from Orange County, who cares? You're going to live your life the way you want to. Why are you shoving it down our throats?
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
So what?
You're aware of that, right?
Well, of course, but who cares?
Well,
you have to care.
You have to care because gay marriage is something that we want to get going here before the end of the decade. Now, I'll ask you, Jerry, are you in favor of gay marriage, yes or no?
I don't care, to be honest with you.
Well, if you don't care, then if you had to say one thing, what would it be?
Why are you making me make the choice?
Because I want to know where you stand, all right? Otherwise, you're either going to make me very happy or you're going to really piss me off.
You know,
what is it with you, man? I mean,
who cares if you're pissed off? You know?
Well, if I was in your town, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
There's
gay people all over this town. They live their lives. We live our lives.
What town are you in, sir?
I'm in Johnson City, Tennessee.
Now, there's a gay bar in that town?
Of course.
What's it called? Do you know? I mean...
No, there's a couple. I don't know the names of them. I know where they are.
Okay, see? So you frequent... Well, you've been to them. So, in other words, you have some interest in the gay.
I have never been to them. I had to drive by them.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so what are you saying
about
this?
Sir, you're making decisions for people that you've never met, and you're making them off the
cuff. I'm saying
which,
is...
No, what you're saying...
Jerry,
trying to make people...
I'm gay. And you're gay.
You are trying to make decisions for people. You're shoving it down their throat, and that's where it's wrong.
I haven't... Sir, I'm told now I got to... Is it the End Up Bar and Grill?
I have no idea what the name of it is.
I think that's what it is. Say you're in favor of gay marriage, and B, come on out. When your son wants to marry his best friend, Bob, you'll be so proud walking down the aisle with him, you'll be busting a button off your vest.
See, you're making decisions for people without knowing who they are or what they're doing.
Exactly.
What you're doing is you are pushing it on people, and that's where people get offended. Now, if you just took it and said, hey, I'm a gay man, I'm going to live my life, who cares? You know, that's fine. You live your life the way you want to.
All right, how about if I said this? Hi, Jerry. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. My name's Doug. How do you feel about gay marriage?
I don't care either way. I've never thought about it. It's not important to me.
All right. And then as I walked away, I'd say, you know something? You're pissing me off.
Who cares? And I tell you that. Who cares?
Phil, you know and I know that Jerry has his jammies with the back flap open every Saturday night.
Okay. You know something? Because Jerry is an open-minded straight guy, doesn't make him a closet gay man. Thank you, Jerry.
Right.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Is this? I know that. Well, that was Jerry Reed, wasn't he? When you're hot, you're hot. Yeah. When you're not, you're not. 30 days, Jerry. When you're hot, you're hot. That was Jerry Reed, you piece of swill. And you didn't tell me?
How am I supposed to go? What do you mean, Jerry Reed?
That was Jerry freaking Reed. as the day is long.
Whoever he is.
You never heard "When You're Hot, You're Hot."
No, man, never did.
He sang the theme to Smokey and the Bandit.
Okay, good, man. I don't know who the cat is.
You know something? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and you're a lying sack of crap because you used to play that song on the air. You told me when you worked in Florida.
I know the song "When You're Hot, You're Hot." I didn't know it was Jerry Reed.
Jeez, what are you pissed off at?
Because you're starting to make me mad. Rachel, hi. Hi, Rachel.
Yes.
Hi, go ahead. I'm sorry to yell, but he's...
Yeah, I think what you're doing, Mr. Henry, is you're taking this and turning it into a different conversation.
No, you're talking to me about Jerry Reed. Who cares?
I just wanted to say that I don't know why you think that you're changing anybody's opinion when you walk away from them after you intimidate them into saying what you want them to say. They're just going to think the same way they thought the first time you asked them. That's their initial response. That's the way they feel about it.
Say that again.
You say to them, you know, what do you feel about gay marriage? They say, I disagree, and you assume that everyone somehow agrees with it. So you then tell them, I'm a gay man, and poke their chest and make them change their mind in front of you. However, they're just going to turn around and walk away thinking the same thing they thought before, that they're against it. You're not changing anybody's mind.
I'm sorry. Just give it to me one more time.
I'm saying that people are still going to feel the same way they felt the first time he asked the question. He's not changing anybody's mind by intimidating them into saying what he wants them to say.
If you could just say it...
No, she's not going to say it one more time. She said it three times.
What'd she say?
You know what she said. You're intimidating people, and when you do that...
Okay, I'm saying...
Yeah,
I'll say it one more time. Okay.
What? Phil, are you going to put her on the air? We're just going to have a conversation off the
marriage, air. Correct?
Hold on, Rachel.
Okay.
All right, you're on the air now. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm saying...
You weren't on the air. I'm sorry. You were off the air.
I was off the air?
Yes, ma'am. So go ahead.
Okay, now I'm on the air.
Rachel, you're on the air.
Okay. What I'm saying is you're not changing people's mind by intimidating them into saying what you want them to say. They may tell you to your face that, oh, well, this guy's gay, I don't want to offend him. Sure, okay, then maybe it might be okay. But they're going to turn around and still feel the same way they felt before.
We had a problem. They're installing a new delay because of all the problems they had at CBS. Say it again.
Okay. I'm saying that you're not changing people's mind by intimidating them into thinking the way you want them to think. They're still going to feel the same way.
Are you talking about me?
No, I'm talking to Doug.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'm talking to Doug. I'm saying that when you...
You're going to have to start all over again because I wasn't listening to you.
Okay. So you want me to go now with my opinion?
Please go now. Yeah, the tape's rolling.
Okay. I'm saying that when Doug goes up to people and asks them if they believe in gay marriage and if they oppose... And then he
All right, you're on the air now, Rachel. Are you line five? You're on the air.
Okay. Doug, is he there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm saying that when he asks people for
their
opinion...
Is this lady still... I'm sorry, Rachel, this is Phil Henry. I went to the bathroom. What's going on?
Nothing.
What is going on?
What do you mean, what's going on?
Well, I've been hearing him tell you you're on the air, you're on the air. You've always been on the air. Are you screwing around with her, Doug?
I was just having some fun.
You guys sound so much alike, I can't tell.
Yeah, I'm still looking. Rachel,
I'm sorry.
Look, the FCC is going to want to hear the first sentence one more time. When you're...
Never mind, Rachel, it's fine.
Okay, Doug, so you understand what I'm saying, then?
No, I don't. I don't understand a word of it.
You know exactly what I'm saying. You just anything to say to that.
No, I don't. I don't know what you're talking about. When I first walk up to them and then they walk away, you lost me.
Okay.
She's saying to you that when you intimidate people, you don't change their opinion. You get them to say things because they're saying it out of fear, not out of conviction.
All right. Are you gay, Rachel?
No, I'm not gay.
All right, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, right?
Okay, I understand that. You only said that 100 times.
And the fact...
Never mind. I got to let you go, Rachel.
Rachel, you're gay. You're a gay caller.
1-800-449-8686. We got to take a break, don't we? What are you doing? Next time I go to the bathroom...
Well, I was just having some fun.
Hey, you're on the air. Hey, say it again. Line five. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Back with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. His series on gay marriage starts this Sunday. I have to ask you a serious question now, Doug. There is a gentleman by the name of William Chapin, who is the owner of Barton Hanson Tuxedos in Newport Beach.
Oh, this story is so overblown.
No, but tell me the story and what happened. You went in there.
I went in there as part of my series, and I said I want to order two groom tuxedos because I wanted to gauge how he would react to that.
Two groom, as in a gay marriage.
That's right. I said I'd like two groom tuxedos, and then I looked at him. I kind of cocked my head, and I said, for a gay marriage. And as I said the word gay, I kind of leaned forward. And as sure as God put green apples in trees, I saw him smirk. And that was the green light. Because I'm not going to...
Okay, well, when you say green light, this man had a cash register dropped on his head. He was hospitalized with a skull fracture.
All right, I don't know anything about that. All I know is that it was on. You know, the green light was lit. Because he gave...
Did he throw hands at you? Was he trying to get physical?
The guy's laughing at me when I'm trying to get two groom tuxedos.
Well, the police say that you were cuffed and spent a night in jail, right?
That doesn't make me guilty of anything. That means that I was arrested. Doesn't make me guilty of anything.
Have you been before a magistrate or a judge?
Not yet, no. And I'm pleading, not guilty, too. Why don't you go to another call? Don't you have a caller?
Well, now I have a commercial I got to go to.
Well, nice going. My boring story. Could have gone to that Teresa in Bristol.
Let's go. Teresa, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Teresa.
Hello?
Hi. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Teresa. This is Doug Danger. I'm gay, and I don't have any more time. Phil does, but I got to go. because I'm gay, and I have my... Gay people are always on the clock.
I mean, it's fine. It's fine that you're gay.
He hung
That's
up.
Wonderful.
He hung up.
I have no problem with that.
Okay.
My problem is that you are misrepresenting the majority
it's a very
of
good
gay
point,
people
yeah.
in the United States.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Get a piece of fat.